This is an executive summary at 1033 Exchange, deferring tax after condemnation or casualty, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you lose property involuntarily, to condemnation, eminent domain, a flood, or a fire, Section 1033, not Section 1031, is the relevant deferral tool. A 1033 exchange, technically an involuntary conversion deferral, lets you reinvest the compensation you receive into replacement property and defer the gain, much like a 1031, but it works differently, and in several important ways it's more forgiving. Understanding 1033 matters because the situations it covers are stressful and time-sensitive, and the rules are different enough from a 1031 that applying the wrong framework can cost you the deferral. This guide explains Section 1033 in full. Section 1033 lets you defer gain when property is involuntarily converted, taken, destroyed, stolen, or condemned, and you reinvest the proceeds, often an insurance payout or a condemnation award, into similar replacement property. The gain you'd otherwise recognize on the compensation is deferred. It's called an exchange loosely, technically it's deferral of gain from an involuntary conversion. Unlike a 1031, there's no actual swap and no qualified intermediary. You can receive the compensation yourself and reinvest it within the allowed period. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.